Unit 7. Science of Crying.
When babies are born, they cry. It is the first sign of communication. Crying is also a good communication tool for grown-ups. When a person cries, other people usually offer comfort and support. Unlike language, emotions are universal. All humans shed tears when they cry. There are different kinds of tears. Each type of tear has its own special purpose. The first type of tears is basal tears. These help protect our eyes from dryness and dust. They constantly provide moisture to guard our eyes from disease. The second type is reflex tears. These are formed when something gets into our eyes. Our eyes water when we cut onions. It is because onions release a chemical called sulfuric acid. It makes our eyes tear up. Basal tears and reflex tears, also known as physical tears, are both physical reactions to the environment. The third type of tears, emotional tears, is more difficult to explain. Leonardo da Vinci thought there was a connection between the heart and the tear ducts. He claimed that emotional tears come from the heart and not the brain. Emotional tears can flow when we are sad, angry, or even happy. These emotional tears are often joined by a red face and a runny nose. Emotional tears actually have a different chemical makeup than physical tears. Tears are not unique to humans. Animals produce tears as well. Scientists have wondered whether animals have emotional tears. Chimpanzees display a broad range of emotions. Some scientists claim that monkeys shed emotional tears. However, it is impossible to tell the difference in the tears of animals. There is no solid answer for why emotions produce tears, but crying sure makes us feel better. According to some research, emotional tears contain chemicals that affect stress levels in the body. Emotional tears may help the body maintain its chemical balance. Maybe this means crying is a form of emotional cleansing and release.